Welcome to this episode of the Satellite World Briefing Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsicker. Before we begin, a quick note. This episode was recorded remotely, and you may notice a few moments where the audio is a bit choppy. Thank you for your patience and understanding, and we're excited to share this conversation with you, so let's dive right in. Today, we're taking a closer look at service availability and premium content delivery, specifically how realistic the industry's promise of five nines or 99.999% uptime really is. Many providers point to dual internet paths and ARQ-based protocols as the answer, but do those solutions really deliver broadcast-grade reliability? In this second episode of our media podcast series on hybrid networks, I'm joined by Dr. Ciro Noronha, CTO of Cobalt Digital and president of the RIST Forum, as well as Ruben Calzadilla, senior technical advisor at SES. Together, we'll explore real-world scenarios where satellite terrestrial hybrid systems play a critical role in achieving true high-availability transport. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Dr. Ciro and Ruben. It is a pleasure to sit down and speak with you both, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Nice to be here.
Excellent. Thank you. Very excited for this conversation.
Let's go ahead and jump into the first question. So can you both please provide a quick introduction? And Dr. Ciro, give us a high-level overview of the RIST Forum and its role in promoting open standards for media distribution. And we'll start with Ruben.
Yeah, mine will be very short. I'm a senior technical advisor at SES for the engineering department, and very excited to be working with Dr. Ciro Noronha and Adit Rosendahl on these standards, which will facilitate and increase the availability of our customers, which we care deeply about the signals and their trust. So,
I'm Ciro Noronha. I have basically three hats. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Cobalt Digital, and in that role, I oversee all of Cobalt engineering. I'm also the President of the RIST Forum, and I'll talk about my third role in a second. So RIST, the Reliable Internet Stream Transport, is an effort started by the Video Services Forum in 2017 to, I cannot use the word standardized, normalize the transmission, basically contribution over the internet. So RIST is a set of protocols that open interoperable protocols for transmission of content over the internet with low latency and security. This was started because there are many products that did the same thing but never didn't interoperate. The Video Services Forum created a RIST activity group that creates those technical recommendations. My third hat is the editor of the recommendations. But it's not sufficient to do the technical work. You have to get the word out. So we created the RIST Forum as a marketing organization to basically promote the adoption of RIST. So the RIST Forum does all the marketing stuff, does webinars, has a website with all the products. It is responsible for marketing RIST and putting the word out. And this is a joint effort, multiple companies. Cobalt is one of them. I'm the president of the forum. Susanna Brady, who's the SVP of Sales and Marketing at Cobalt, is the chairwoman. And we have RIST Forum directors from a number of companies. So that's the function of the RIST Forum, to get the word out.
Can you explain the core concept behind hybrid distribution? And what exactly does hybrid mean in this context? And we'll go with Dr. Ciro.
Hybrid distribution means using the satellite and the internet together. Satellite is very good for the heavy lifting. If you have to send the same thing to a whole bunch of places, satellite is the ideal solution. So you're just moving to a lot of places. It's possible, depending on interference or rain fade or whatever, external factors, that some locations don't receive the signal properly. The hybrid part comes to fixing those holes using the internet. So you do the heavy lifting of a satellite and you fix the problems, the holes, over the internet. So if you have something like rain fade, for example, it's going to affect one region, but not everybody. So you just fix that. Use satellite for what it's good for, which is sending the same thing for every to a whole bunch of places, and use the internet to fix any issues.
This is the most sustainable way to deliver content. And it is because each technology is used at its strength. The system doesn't waste resources it doesn't need. Satellite is used for broadcast efficiently, and IP is used only for recovery. So it is a smart division of labor, basically. Satellite handles scale, internet ensures resiliency, and together they form a model that's both efficient and future-proof.
Great insights, both of you. Now, start with an overview. When we say high availability for real-time transport, what does that mean to a media customer, and why is it important? And we'll go with Ruben for this one.
Thank you. For a media customer, high availability means that their signal is always there when it's needed, with minimal interruptions. In numbers, you will often hear about the, you know, five nines, which is 99.999% availability. That works out to be just a few minutes of downtime per year. Now, why does it matter? Because in live broadcasting, even a short outage means that you miss commercials or lost programming, and this could impact revenue and damage, you know, the affiliate or the network reputation. High availability isn't just about being there, is also about how quickly a system is able to recover when something goes wrong. So that's why hybrid models are so valuable. They are designed to anticipate failure. They adapt instantly, so viewers never see the problem. The customer, to the end customer, that reliability is what allows them to trust the network to carry premium content without risking revenue or brand impact in this case.
Transmission today, you're always using compressed streams, right? And every bit is precious. So it's not just the availability, it's not a few minutes. You have to deliver pretty much every packet. Every packet you don't deliver is a glitch. And in distribution, you can't accept that. So you have to deliver every packet one way or another to basically to have the quality of service.
Now, what are the limitations of public internet and ISP availability in this context? And we'll start with Ruben again.
Thank you. The main limitation, I believe, of the public internet is that it's basically a share oversubscribed resource. You know, while ISPs can advertise high uptime, that doesn't guarantee consistent throughput. And for real-time video, throughput consistency matters as much as connectivity. At peak hours, your availability bandwidth can drop because so many others are using the same infrastructure. Think of it like a highway. The road, your highway, is available to you all the time, but you may not be able to do the speeds that you need to do at all the time. So there's going to be congestions that don't allow you to do what you need to do. And that's pretty much how the internet behaves. So there are times during the day that congestions may create a drop on throughput, and that drop on throughput will impact directly these protocols that we use to deliver content over the internet. So the higher the bit rate, the harder it is to sustain those bit rates. And this is why dual ISPs by themselves don't guarantee the high availability that the broadcasts need them.
The IP internet protocol is designed from the get-go, from the bottom, to be best effort. It's best effort. So the packet delivery is never guaranteed. The only way you can guarantee the packet delivery is if you had a dedicated line. So anytime you use the internet, you're taking chances. That's why you're having more than one and having another channel is important, because you need to have redundancy here.
Now, can dual ISP systems achieve 99.999% availability for real-time content transport? And we'll start with Ruben.
Yeah, thank you. The short answer is sometimes, but with big caveats. If your bit rates are modest, I'm talking about under 20 or 50 megabits per second, and you have two diverse ISPs of equal quality, then yes, you can approach five nines availability. But once you go higher, real-world data shows that throughput reliability begins to collapse, especially when you're talking about going over or beyond 50 megabits per second. That's because the internet, as mentioned by Dr. Ciro, was not designed to guarantee fixed bandwidth at all times. Scaling this approach to hundreds of sites only make things even worse, since each endpoint has its own ISP variability. So while dual ISPs can help in certain cases by creating that redundancy that is needed, they don't solve the problem universally. That's where hybrid satellite IP shines. The satellite provides the deterministic delivery for the full stream, and the IP is only used when needed to do the small recovery of packets. So in this case, we're decoupling bandwidth from reliability, and in this case, we'll make the 5 nines practical and scalable.
Now, Dr. Ciro, can you explain the in-band method and its advantages?
One of the requirements of this hybrid method is that you need to be able to roll it in gradually. So you're going to have locations that have not been upgraded to hybrid and locations that have been upgraded to hybrid. So one of the key requirements here is that whatever you do, it needs to be backward compatible with existing satellite delivery systems. So the in-band method adds a little bit of information in the transport stream that is going to be ignored by legacy receivers. So and the upgrade, only the upgraded locations know what to do about that, and that they can use that to request, to identify which data they missed and request that data from the headend. So advantage of that is backward compatible and also is bandwidth efficient, because you just need a little bit of bandwidth on the transport stream, which you are probably wasting on no packets anyway. And the information you send over the internet to keep this thing warm is negligible. So the updated site can determine, okay, this is what I missed, this is what I need to request, and goes out and requests it from the head end or from a bank of servers that are there for that purpose. So that's really the point of this method. It's very bandwidth efficient, both in the satellite segment and in the terrestrial segment, and it is backward compatible, so you can gradually roll it in.
Now, are there other viable methods for implementing full IP distribution over satellite using RIST, and under what circumstances might those alternatives be preferred?
Oh, yes, and we are actually working on some of these alternatives. So we talked about the in-band method where we add some data to the transport stream. We are working on a method where you don't add something, which is Rubin is going to love that because it's one last thing in his calculation, availability calculation. But that's coming. It will be also a very efficient method. You should see something out of the RIST AG and promotion by the RIST Forum in the next few months. The other alternative is, well, I said that you need to be backward compatible. In some situations, if you have native transmission of IP over the satellite, you don't need that. You already have an IP link on the satellite. We already have a packet link in terms of if you're doing a DVB-S2. So you can do something a lot simpler. And again, that's it. That's going to be another technical recommendation from the video services forum that's going to come up. So if you watch this space, there will be one technical recommendation coming for packet-based satellite, which is going to be a lot simpler than this, and another one that doesn't require in-band method, is going to be the out-of-band method. So there's more methods to implement here that, depending on your situation, can be simpler. And some of these methods are also usable for other terrestrial transmission, like ATSC, for example.
Well, excellent. What are the overall advantages of hybrid satellite IP delivery compared to pure terrestrial methods?
Can you do this thing we discussed with pure terrestrial? Absolutely, you can. But the first problem you have is you're sending the same thing to a lot of places, is that's going to get expensive. And depending on the bit rate, and Ruben is going to talk about that, you may not even be able to do that. It plays to each method's strengths. Satellite does the heavy lifting, IP does the recovery. So that is cost effective, and that can achieve the reliability you want.
Yeah, I would say, if I can add something, so the biggest advantage, I think, and I guess I'm just repeating Dr. Sears, but the combining the scale that satellite can provide into point to multipoint, there's no other technology that can do better than that. And if you combine that scale with the resiliency of IP, where you can actually carefully and surgically request the IP packets that you need in order to recover whatever it is that you need to recover from the satellite part, that creates a system that is absolutely cost-effective and robust and provide with the broadcasters what they need.
I have something to add. It's a protocol issue. On the satellite, you transmit something. One copy, everybody gets it. In the IP world, that's called multicast. You send the one packet, and the network delivers it to everybody. However, the internet as it exists today doesn't support multicast as a whole. There are islands of it that support multicast. So if you're going to send the same packet to a whole bunch of places and you're going to use the general internet, you have to send a copy to each one of those places, which is becomes, if lots and lots of places, it becomes prohibitive. You're going to have to deploy servers and multipliers and all kinds of stuff. If the internet were multicast enabled, the distance will be a little bit different, but that's not reality today. And I've been doing this since the 90s. And since the 90s, we're talking, okay, internet should be multicast, but it hasn't happened.
Thank you, Ruben and Dr. Ciro, for sharing your expertise with us today. And a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. This was the Satellite World Briefing Podcast. To stay up to date on all the latest episodes, you can subscribe to our channel and follow us on LinkedIn. From GEO to LEO, MEO to you, transmitting today's out-of-this-world satellite news. Tune in next time for more celestial stories.